Russ, do you take more positives or negatives out of a game like that?
Well, it's still on percentages. For 75%, I thought we were fantastic. For 24.99% the last quarter. And then we'll take that last little bit, so which I didn't see. So, look, for three quarters, we're disciplined. We played exactly how we wanted to play. Thought we planned and prepared well enough. And then we just let them off the chain. I've seen it, they had a big last quarter against Melbourne. They rolled the dice a bit. And what happens sometimes when you're rolling the dice, you can just get out goal side a fair bit. It's a bit of a lucky dip, but it went their way, and all of a sudden you blink and you're under pressure. So, and then when we got control of the ball, I thought we made some mistakes with the ball when we should have just controlled it a little bit more. So, more positive, to be honest. I thought to see Ed Langdon stand under a hard ball like he didn't take a great mark, I thought Ethan Hughes stood under a really fierce high ball. And then our veteran, Michael Johnson. Those sort of things get you across the line at critical times. So it's pleasing. Probably the one I don't understand is Brady Gray thought he kicked the goal out of the goal square. And he was putting his hands up, but there was no review. I'm no expert, but I would have thought there'd been a review. I suppose 09 have been in the grand final where someone hit the post and there was no review. So I thought typically we reviewed them, but...
Goals are reviewed. I don't think points are reviewed.
But it was a goal. It went for the middle, didn't it? Oh, so if they call it a point...
Yeah, unless the umpire says to review it, I don't think they review it.
Yeah, okay. So, but the player's running back. I reckon he split the middle, so...
Do you actually speak to the AFL? Will you make sort of direct contact?
Yeah,
about
no,
that?
I'm not bleeding. I just want some clarity, probably. So,
yeah. Josh Caddy's goal at the end. Did you think you'd lost it at that stage? He went downstairs.
Yeah, well, 20. I thought we'd lost it halfway through to last. No, I can't. With 21 seconds to go, I'd like to be down there to meet the players and pick up the pieces or celebrate with them. So, I left. I got to the bottom of the lift. Nothing I could do. It's like Collingwood GWS the night before. You know what you've got to do. It's whether you can get it done. So clearly there was some good play. I think Neil cleared it. Somehow I found Mundy. I got out of the lift and Mundy was lined up and the siren had gone. I just wasn't sure how far out. And then they panned to a wider angle. And was it 30 metres, 45 degree? I thought, he's done this before, David. He'll probably do it again. So, but until you see it sail through, he's to handle that sort of pressures. He's been wonderful this year in a new role, sort of forward and midfield, so really pleasing.
How did you wrap Joel Hamling at the back today?
Yeah, I think what happens, everyone gets to play their role when everyone else plays their part. So I thought our back line looked really good for three quarters when the mids and the forwards were playing their part. But all of a sudden you don't play your part, everyone gets put under more pressure. So really, is it Joel or it's the mids and the forwards playing their part and his other defenders helping him? So... Joel was pretty good, but I think everyone had their moments. But in the last quarter, we'd all be saying, well, we didn't execute our role. And all of a sudden, we see how vulnerable you become in league footy. So there's a lot of lessons learnt. Congratulating the win, but addressed some of the concerns and asked them for some input. The players acknowledged it, so we don't have to show the tape on Monday or whatever it is, and we all get to move on.
What do you reckon it was that stopped the run? Because you had a lot of run through the midfield.
Yeah, we did have a lot of run. Yeah, well, they put some fresh legs in there, maybe. Not fresh, but they changed it up a bit. But when you're behind, the coach says, just roll the dice, and you tend to get forward of stoppages, and if you're not tackling well or winning the ball, they have numbers out. So it's probably a little bit of lucky dip footy on their part, but when you're five down, you've got nothing to lose. So they sort of rolled that dice, and it paid off. We needed to control the ball more, tackle better, and see them out better.
As a coach in that situation, you said you thought you were going to lose halfway through the quarter.
No, I was only mucking around.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, I don't ask for much in context, but that's one quote I'd like in context. Do you reckon after 9 years we can get that one?
Yeah, no,
that's all right. I ask. Anything else doesn't have to be in context, as we know.
That's fine. What can you do, though, when that sort of momentum and they're rolling the dice?
Well, yeah, I'm screaming. Like, we're trying to... Like, we send messages, tighten up on Grigg, change the midfield mix, get Lockie Neal back in there. We went to a seventh defender, but you're relying on your leaders in there to win the ball and organise themselves. You know, we try and identify what was wrong and maybe too much movement at the stoppages, move less, those sort of things. So it's not rocket science. Sometimes just the basics, but when it's all going on around you, it's hard. And then there's a free kick off the ball, and then there's a missed target and all those sort of things. You know.
Russ,
pretty happy with Brad Hill again tonight?
Yeah, we acknowledge, I think, all of our recruits. I think Hamling, I think Shane Kirsten's really growing every week. Brad Hill has been a real bona fide player, and McCarthy. And I thought our kids again, Weller, Langdon, Gray, all played their part. You know, Tabernard had his moments. So I think it's a combination of them. I think the competition is very even. We're seeing that on a weekly basis. And within games, quarter to quarter, if you're not near your best or you drop off, you can get exposed pretty quickly. So it's a fortunate position for all clubs, because if you prepare well and you're committed, that you can be competitive, I think.
So the best game you've seen Michael Walters play in a sort of midfield type
role? Oh, look, if you go on the numbers, I thought he had... I wouldn't have liked his last quarter too much, but he's got plenty to learn. Look, he was a... I think he was an All-Australian midfielder when he was 15 or 16. So we know he's a mid. He's got... But it's just having the courage to put him in there and shift others around. So I thought that worked pretty well, and it gives us a bit more flexibility.
Is that his role long-term, more midfield?
I think it's a bit both, yeah, both. You need to be flexible. I think the best teams over the years have shown you need to be flexible.
When do you plan to speak to Harley Bennell, and what's the process with that investigation?
Yeah, so what's the question?
Well, Harley Bennell, there's a club investigation about his behaviour yesterday. When do you actually speak to him?
Yeah, I'm not fully equipped. We're gathering all the facts. I've been preparing for a game. I was just informed that there was some footage of Harley at a three-quarter time huddle. So I don't really know. We're going to gather all the facts, and we'll discuss things and be more informed. I'm really just coming out of an AFL game. So I can't really add anything because I don't know anything more.
Are you concerned about his welfare at all?
Yeah, look, I feel like I've answered the question. Yeah, of course I'm concerned. I'm concerned about all my players' welfare. He's had an incredibly rough run, but what I'd like to do, I'm not here to defend. I'm not here to castigate. I'm really here to say I haven't got all the information. I understand there's some noise out there, but we need to get facts and gather ourselves and come together. And our fundamental model, and mine in particular, is support and challenge. So always support the person and challenge the behaviour. Thanks, guys.